Thank you, Callan, for being willing to just share this little part. And I just want you to go ahead and share what you told me a few minutes ago.
Yeah. When I first came to Michael, this was about a year ago, and I think the main obstacle of me not achieving fluent speech was the fact that I didn't believe that I could speak fluently. And when Michael talked about stopping that train of saying I can't speak fluently, once I stopped that train in my head, everything else kind of seemed to fall into place. I didn't realize this, but I was thinking to myself, I can't speak clearly. I'm going to get stuck. But I didn't even acknowledge the fact that I was thinking that. And once I said to my IT band, stop, right? Stop, like what you were telling me. It wasn't this magical pill, but I could feel myself begin to kind of slow down. And there were certain circumstances when I realized, holy cow, I feel more calm. When in the past, I would be freaking out. But when it comes to speaking, I'm not where I want to be. I told myself, because I know what I'm capable of, and my speech has been holding me back from a lot of opportunities. And when you were talking about how people who practice their speech, they can not only become an average speaker, they can actually become a superior communicator. And when I heard that, it gave me a lot of hope because most people, they don't practice their speech. They don't think about speaking. And speech is a skill, like what you were talking about. All these things I've learned from your program. So it's all credit to you because this crutch of getting stuck on words, not being able to speak clearly, it has been detrimental to my whole entire life completely. And it's funny because I'm majoring in psychology and
Good.
I've kind of grown a passion for speech pathology to the point where I maybe want to be a speech therapist. I maybe want to, kind of dabble in what you're doing because my heart breaks for kids that have experienced this and people can't see it to the visible eye, but it's there. It's all subconsciously. Yeah, that's kind of what's been going on with my life when it comes to speech and a lot of different things. But the biggest thing, the holistic, I would kind of not model as much. I wouldn't free flow modeling and I wouldn't even do the verbalization. Those things may be small to me, but everything kind of it matters. It's a holistic thing.
Good. So I'm going to ask you, how has this changed your life? I remember you said earlier that it's changed your life now. So give me just a couple of examples of ways that it's actually changed your life.
The biggest thing is I can now impact people's lives. I actually know the content of what to say in my head, but me, when it comes to the psychology of being able to actually say it, that was the issue. So I can now impact people's lives and I can express my ideas very clearly. I still get stuck in certain situations and I do have some questions about making it permanent because I don't want to not practice anymore and then have that old identity come back because I've been practicing and firing those neurons for 20 years of my life. So, but I've been able to impact people in ways that I was not able to before. I'm not as anxious, right? I would be getting anxious about my speech. So it's helped my mental health, which is something that I don't think people talk about because it's frustrating when you tell people, yeah, I have speech issues, but I'm 20 years old. What do you mean? You should know how to speak without thinking. Like, what are you talking about? So it's helped my mental health. And then, I mean, just my relationships in general, I've been able to be more authentic. I'm now communicating, I'm not thinking, and then I'm not as deep with my conversations. It's very shallow before, but now I can actually get to the meat of conversations because I'm not thinking about speaking. Michael, your program works, which you obviously know that, but it works. And if people don't believe that or they're not seeing results, stay in it. It works. So I really do appreciate you a lot.
I appreciate you. I'm glad you re-engaged, and things are just going to get better and better for you.